Yeah. Have you ever heard of anything called a Joplin board?
No.
A board that's kind of limber, that you could bounce up and down on it right in the middle? Not heard of that. Okay. What about, say if a person were heating his house with coal, maybe had a coal-burning stove, what would you call the container that he might keep next to his stove with some extra coal in it?
Coal tub.
Okay. Have you ever heard people talk about a scuttle, coal scuttle?
Scuttle, no.
What would you call the pipe that goes out from the stove into the chimney? From the stove, yeah.
Smoke exhaust.
Okay. What about just a nothing complicated, it's just a pipe going from the stove, it's just a...
pipe.
Okay. Stove pipe?
Stove pipe.
Does flue mean anything to you?
Flue.
Flue. Talking about stove and pipes.
No.
And we were talking about tubes that you use around the yard. This is something that has a wheel down front and 2 handles you pick up on.
A wheelbarrow.
Okay. What about something that you would sharpen a knife on? Something kind of like a stone or a rock that you can hold in your hand and sharpen the knife on?
Knife sharpener.
You ever heard of a wet stone or wet rock?
Wet rock.
Okay. And something bigger than that that you might use to sharpen an axe on. It's usually a big kind of stone that will revolve. You might see pictures of it. You know, you hold the blade of the axe on it while somebody turns it. Sometimes it's pedal operated. You can do it with your feet yourself.
No.
Have you ever heard of the grindstone or grind rock? And that vehicle that I drove up in, you just ordinarily call that a
car.
What about if my car was making squeaking noises? Maybe I'd take it into the filling station and ask the man to put it up on the rack and do what to it to get rid of the squeaks. Okay, well, the same thing, like if you were going to bake a cake, you take the pan and you do what to it so it wouldn't stick to it? You take you some Crisco or something like that. So you
check the reason?
Yeah, sure, okay. And the past of that, if you did it yesterday, you say yesterday I what to do. Okay. And if you got it all over your hands, you say your hands were real. What about if I had my car there at the filling station, I might ask him to look under the hood and check it.
Motor.
Or it might be low on.
Oil.
Yeah. Say in the days before they had electric lights, people had lamps. You know, some kind of fuel in them that can burn. What would you call that kind of liquid?
Kerosene.
Around here, have you ever heard of people making a makeshift lamp or a temporary lamp just by using a bottle and some kerosene and some kind of cloth for a wick?
No.
Have you ever heard of the word flambeau?
No.
The inside part of the tire that you put air in, you call that the inner.
Inner tube.
What about this expression? Say if I had a boat and I want to check it out. Out at the lake and I'm putting it in the water, you say that I'm going to do what to the boat? He's got to the boat to get it up the water. It's just the process of putting the boat in the water. Okay, we're looking for it begins with the letter L. Sometimes they say this about rockets. They're going to the rocket.
Launch.
Sure. Alright, talking about boats, what kind of boat would you say that you use on the lake to go fishing in?
Fishing boat.